Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Mongolia Khuril Sukh Ukhna hold delegation talks in New Delhi. The two countries sign MOUs in the fields of cooperation in humanitarian aid, immigration, mineral resources and promotion of cooperatives. Home Minister Amit Shah lays foundation stone of Special Operations Training Center of NSG in Manesar, Haryana, announces NSG hub in Ayodhya. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh says India advocates reform of outdated global structures to uphold rules-based international order. Two terrorists killed in an encounter along line of control in Machil sector of Kupwara district of Jammu and Kashmir. Net direct tax collection registers growth of over 6% in the current fiscal so far. And in cricket, India clean sweeps two-match test series, defeating West Indies by 7 wickets in the second test in New Delhi today. Delegation-level talks were held in New Delhi today between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Mongolia President Khuril Sukh Ukhna. During the meeting, both sides exchanged MOUs for cooperation in humanitarian aid, restoration of heritage sites in Mongolia, cooperation in immigration, geology and mineral resources, promotion of cooperatives, and sharing of digital solutions. On the occasion, both leaders jointly released the commemorative stamps, marking the 70th anniversary of India and Mongolia's bilateral relations. Addressing a joint press conference in New Delhi, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said India has decided to provide free e-visas to Mongolian citizens. He said India will also sponsor the annual visit of young cultural ambassadors from Mongolia to India. Mr. Modi said the relationship between India and Mongolia is not merely diplomatic, but it is a soulful and spiritual bond between both the nations. He said Nalanda University has played a vital role in the development of Buddhism in Mongolia. Mr. Modi said India and Mongolia have decided to bring new energy to this historic relationship by linking Nalanda and Gandhan Monastery.
हम दोनों देश फ्री, ओपन, इंक्लूसिव और रूल बेस्ड इंडो पैसिफिक का समर्थन करते हैं। ग्लोबल साउथ की आवाज को सशक्त करने के लिए भी हम मिलकर काम करते हैं। भारत और मंगोलिया के संबंध केवल राजनयिक नहीं है, ये हमारे बीच आत्मीय और आध्यात्मिक बंधन है। हमारे संबंधों की असली गहराई और व्यापकता हमारे पीपल टू पीपल टाइज में दिखाई पड़ती।
Prime Minister Modi said India has been a steadfast and reliable partner in Mongolia's development. He said the oil refinery project being built with India's $1.7 billion line of credit will provide a new boost to Mongolia's energy security. On the occasion, Mongolian President Khuril Sukh Ukhna expressed gratitude to India and Prime Minister Modi for all-round support in the oil refinery project. He said the MOU on digital cooperation is also a landmark agreement between India and Mongolia. President of Mongolia arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a 4-day visit to India. Home Minister Amit Shah has said the government has adopted a zero-tolerance policy towards terrorism under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, adding that several measures have been taken to protect the country from terrorist threats. Addressing the 41st Raising Day of the National Security Guard, NSG, in Manesar, Haryana, the Home Minister said the NSG has been at the forefront in combating organized crime and terrorism in the country. Mr. Shah announced that National Security Guards will establish a hub at Ayodhya in Uttar Pradesh. The minister said 6 NSG hubs have already been established in Mumbai, Chennai, Kolkata, Hyderabad, Ahmedabad and the Jammu Task Force. During the event, Mr. Shah laid the foundation stone of the Special Operations Training Centre, which will provide advanced training to deal with terrorism.
The NSG has been at the forefront in combating organized crime and terrorism in the country. National Security Guards will establish a hub at Ayodhya in Uttar Pradesh.
Jammu Task Force aur ab Ayodhya mein bhi banne ja raha hai.
The conclave of chiefs of United Nations troop contributing countries began in New Delhi today. The Indian Army is hosting the three-day high-level forum to deliberate on operational challenges and evolving threats, share best practices, and build shared understanding on future peacekeeping. Addressing the conclave, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said India is advocating for the reformation of outdated international structures, as some nations are openly violating international rules while some want to dominate. He highlighted that the country stands strong in upholding the international rules-based order.
Nowadays, some nations are openly violating the international rules. Some are trying to undermine it, while some want to create their own rules and dominate the next century. In all this, India, while advocating for the reformation of outdated international structures, stands strong in upholding the international rules-based order.
Speaking on the occasion, Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi stressed on the need to integrate advanced technologies into operations, enhance rapid deployment capabilities, and foster interoperability among contributing nations.
Peacekeeping today faces challenges of unprecedented scale and complexity. The global order is almost an inflection point, marked by over 56 active conflicts and the involvement of nearly 90 nations. The infusion of disruptive technologies, the growing influence of non-state actors, hybrid warfare, and the scourge of disinformation have blurred the traditional boundaries of conflict. Shifting geopolitical currents strain the spirit of consensus that underpins cohesive United Nations action. Such realities demand more resilient, swift, and unified responses that only peacekeepers working together can deliver.
Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said the new gigawatt scale AI hub announced by Google in Andhra Pradesh will go a long way in meeting the goals of the India AI mission. Google has announced a massive investment of $15 billion over the next 5 years to establish a gigawatt-scale artificial intelligence hub in Visakhapatnam, Andhra Pradesh. This is the company's largest AI hub center outside the United States. Speaking at the Bharat AI Shakti event in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said the AI hub will contribute to the India AI mission in many ways.
This AI hub will be a very important contribution to the AI mission goals in three different ways. First, skilling. We all know that AI is fundamentally changing the way the world moves today. Under such circumstances, there is a serious concern among a lot of IT professionals of what their jobs will be, how their lives will be impacted. So it's very important for all of us, especially the industry, to reskill and upskill our IT professionals in a major way. I would request Google to help the IT industry in that.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman asserted the launch of this project reflects the harmony between progressive policy making and the dynamism in governance decision making.
It's going to augur well for the sector. And also, I think, if I'm not too much in a haste to add a dimension, which I would have loved to bring in a bit later, launching it and also landing the cables in Andhra Pradesh, I think, speaks so much about the synergy between progressive policy making and also dynamism in decision making in governance. Because several things can be in the files and in the papers, but when execution happens with visionary leadership.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. In Jammu and Kashmir, two terrorists were killed in a fierce encounter along the line of control in North Kashmir's Kupwara district. According to the army, a joint operation was launched by the army and Jammu and Kashmir police in Machil sector in Frontier Kupwara district yesterday. The army spokesperson said the armed terrorists opened fire, triggering a fierce encounter in the area. A large cache of weapons and equipment was recovered from the slain terrorists. Electioneering is gaining momentum for the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections. JDU National President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has convened a meeting of senior party leaders at his residence in Patna this afternoon. Meanwhile, JDU candidate and minister from the Sonbarsa constituency in Saharsa district, Ratnesh Sada, has been allotted the party's election symbol. On the other hand, senior BJP leader and Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary said the list of candidates will be announced soon. Lok Jan Shakti Party, our national president and union minister, Chirag Paswan, has said the issue of seat allocation among NDA parties has been resolved through amicable discussions. On the other hand, in the Grand Alliance, no progress has been made on seat sharing between the Rashtriya Janata Dal and the Congress, resulting in a lack of a final agreement. The government today sent relief material for rain and landslide hit Siliguri in West Bengal. Talking to the media in New Delhi, Minister of State for Development of Northeastern Region, Dr. Sukanto Majumdar, said the central government and BJP have been actively engaged in relief work in the affected areas. The net direct tax collection grew 6.33% so far in the current financial year to over 11.89 lakh crore rupees. The Income Tax Department has said from the 1st of April to the 12th of October, the net corporate tax collection stood at around 5.02 lakh crore rupees, registering a growth of over 2% from the same period last year. Non-corporate tax increased by over 10% at around 6.56 lakh crore rupees. Gross direct tax collection before adjusting refunds stood at over 13.92 lakh crore rupees. It registered 2.36% growth over the year-ago period. India has witnessed a remarkable increase in the female workforce participation rate. The Labour and Employment Ministry said between 2017-18 and 2023-24, the female labour force participation rate increased from 23 to 42%. According to World Bank data, over the past decade, India has recorded the most significant rise in women's labour force participation among BRICS nations. The GST Bajat Utsav announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, which commenced on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting the country as a whole. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that are set to empower various industries in Jammu and Kashmir.
The new GST reform is a major boost for Jammu and Kashmir's traditional industries and local economy. With the revised GST rates, traditional goods and services in the region are now attracting reduced taxes, making heritage products more affordable and improving income for local producers. These reforms hold special significance for the state's craft and tourism sectors. Under GST 2.0, GI tag products like Pashmina and Kani shawls, papier-mâché, Basholi paintings and walnut wood carvings now attract a 5% tax instead of the previous 12%, helping artisans to expand sales in domestic and global markets. Similarly, hotel stays up to 7,500 rupees are now under the 5% bracket, encouraging more visitors and boosting hospitality and elite services. The new tax structure is intended to increase sales, support traditional livelihoods, and promote inclusive growth across Jammu and Kashmir's rural and urban regions. With Rohan, Soumya Sharan, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In cricket, India defeated the West Indies by 7 wickets in the final test of the two-match series at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi today. With this victory, the hosts have registered a clean sweep over the West Indies 2-0. The Indian batters pulled off an easy chase of 121 runs in the first session of the final day today. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Mongolia Kurilsukh Okna hold delegation-level talks in New Delhi. The two countries sign MOUs in the fields of cooperation in humanitarian aid, immigration, mineral resources and promotion of cooperatives. Home Minister Amit Shah lays foundation stone of Special Operations Training Center of NSG in Manesar, Haryana, announces NSG hub in Ayodhya. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says India advocates reform of outdated global structures to uphold rules-based international order. Two terrorists killed in an encounter along line of control in Machil sector of Kupwara district of Jammu and Kashmir. In cricket, India clean sweeps two-match test series, defeating West Indies by 7 wickets. And with that, we end the midday news.